As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, March the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always with plenty of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day, especially today, joined as I am by Tea Party founder Dale Robertson. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. As we love to do each and every morning, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, AM 1710 Radio, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Again, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. That information is posted on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Of course, precious metals are going to continue to gain. We'll go into that right now. Get our market report out of the way. Active trading out of New York City for Thursday, March the 4th, 2010, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $1.30 at $1,138.30 an ounce. Silver up 15 cents on early trading at $17.34 an ounce. Platinum moves up this morning to $1,580, moving up $3. Palladium moving up as well, up 10 bucks at $457 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,132 flat for a low and $1,142.70 for a high. But at $1,138.30, your gold is up year to year, $232.40 for a 25.65% return on your investment in gold. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London set the price at $1,136.25. We're trading just above that now. The SPDR gold shares looks like about 1,115.51 tons in their treasure chest, ostensibly. The street value there on State Street, $40.76 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 9 yesterday at 10,397. The NASDAQ closed flat at 2,281. The S&P 500 closed flat as well at 1,119. The crude oil this morning off 13 cents, trading at $80.74 for one of those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude as they are delivered in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up another 10 basis points, trades at 80.09, just barely there, right above the 80 level. That rolls over into the foreign exchange rates. We find the Canadian dollar trading at 97 cents U.S., got the Mexican peso at 8 cents, the euro $1.37, the British pound $1.51, and the Swiss franc 94 cents U.S. We'll be right back on the other side of this first commercial intermission with our guest, Dale Robert.
TeamSpeak.com. WCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, March the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, and today I'm going to be joined by the Tea Party founder, Dale Roberts, and it's going to be a rather interesting story, folks. I hope you'll take notes, pay attention, and listen very carefully as we go through this process. Rather unusual story, unusual conclusions, unusual incidents along the way. But so many of you have heard about the Tea Party and the Tea Party Nation and all of the various and sundry activities that rose up out of the Ron Paul campaign. And so I thought we'd go to the horse's mouth, if you will, to find out a little bit more about just what is the Tea Party. Good morning, Dale. Thanks for joining us here on Become Vocal Local.
Good morning, William. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you decided to come on air with me, and I'd really consider it a blessing because there's so much confusion out there that I think it would be well worth our time to try and go through and unravel some of the mysteries of what is the Tea Party and what are the implications, where does it come from, where does it all start, where does it go next, and so on and so forth. But why don't we go back and pick up where you joined the trail, if you will. Maybe give the audience a little bit about yourself, who you are, and how you came into the Tea Party experience.
Well, a little bit about myself. I was a Marine, joined the Marine Corps back in the early 80s, and then a year or so later, I joined the Navy's nuclear power program because I went in the military to get an education at that time. There weren't really many opportunities for, white American males to get a scholarship, so I went in the military. And I realized, the Navy offered me something better, and so I went into the power firm. And since that time, I've worked myself up through the ranks as a enlisted guy in the nuclear program, and then became a commissioned officer. So during that tour, I actually was able to go to college through the Navy. And part of that, I realized that our country was in a problem back in the mid-80s in college. I was teaching a Sunday school class at our college campus, and I am a Christian, just so you know. And I spent my whole life living and trying to do the right thing, and realizing in my college class that even the Christian denominations were against each other. And so there was so much division going on. And basically, as I began to finish my college studies, I realized it was a political issue. Because I took poli sci as one of my degrees. But I realized that the political process was a slow process. This is a dinosaur. The government is slow, cantankerous about changing anything. And through the course of studying government, I realized that government was the problem. And so I've known this for years and years and years and been planning on and providing a solution as a business solution. But in this last few years, I've had a coffee shop, and no sooner than I put a lot of money, about $100,000 into it, and kept getting broken into, and this is during the election, seeing the politicians are out destroying our economy, that in combination of having my business broken into, I realized that I had to change government, not focus on business, but it had to be the government first.
Well, a lot of people have come into that kind of a conclusion. We look at the world around us, Dale, and we see things that just don't seem to be in sync with the way that we would expect a well-ordered society to be functioning. And certainly you've seen that too and experienced it in your own life. Trying to run a business in this country, sometimes all the cards seem to be stacked against you. Now, at the point where you started to go through your political science degree, of course, and we've discussed plenty of political science right out of the school textbooks right here on this broadcast, you started to see that there were perhaps ways that if we were to readdress our government, that we might be able to, save the baby so that we don't need to throw it out with the bathwater. Would that be a fair assumption?
Well, it is a fair assumption. It's just that the government is out of control. They're wasting our dollars. And, as I began to try to provide a business solution to the problem, unless you had a lot of deep pockets, the little guy was at a disadvantage. And so it became apparent that we had to change government. And so during this last election, I basically have been out protesting from the beginning of that election. Because, I did have a business that was failing because of the criminals are breaking in, and then having the political candidates basically pit one American against another, and in this case not dealing with the financial sector, the problems that are being generated by that. Their propaganda basically has maligned the American public to not even look at them but blame somebody else, and in reality they were the cause of the problem.
And so when you're looking at government, are you looking at the federal union? Are you looking at the state governments? Are you looking at the county governments, the city and municipal governments? Or are you just putting them all together?
All together, because you have to look at it. What they do, they basically polarize us as a people and in order to get voted on. And I did a survey of all these political parties and realized they were all being controlled by special interests. And these special interests, they don't care about your interests or mine. They care more about polarizing the populace and causing us to hate each other, and that is their power base. And so these small groups of people, these self-interested groups, are controlling our policies, and it's destroying us financially as a nation. As we look at around us, our societies are declining because of these individuals who sought power and money, and they basically lie, cheat, and steal to get into office. And so I felt that we had to do something, and I went back to our heritage, basically. And our heritage was the Tea Party, and the Tea Party brought about the Constitution. And so, and I knew that would ring true because I took in marketing classes that, you know, example, Home Depot got in the hardware business because it's on top of your mind. If your home, something breaks in your home, you're going to go to Home Depot, or, you know, Lowe's does an effective job as far as advertising. But it was really taking the marketing or the branding approach to the problem, to get Americans to unite under a common banner. And so I knew exactly what I was doing. That I knew that if it really caught on, the politicians would jump into this. And a year or so later, after, you know, I began to protest on the streets, that the politicians actually embraced this and began to using their wealth and money to basically might makes right. And they don't care that you started. They don't care that they stole donations and stuff. But the problem is that we're not getting a solution through their process.
Right, exactly. And so we've got about 30 more seconds in this segment. So when we come back from this break, folks, we'll start out basically where you actually started to apply what you had learned a bit in school and the things that you'd seen on the street and the things that you'd learned, and then started to develop this concept of a Tea Party. So that'll be the focus of the next segment as well. Certainly, folks, you're welcome to call in. If you'd like to speak with Dale or myself, the telephone number is and always remains in the Austin, Texas area, 512-904-8014. And around the America, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Visiting with Dale Robertson, the Tea Party founder. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're joined this morning here on Become Vocal Local by Tea Party founder Dale Robertson. And Dale, in the previous segment, you began to lay out an idea that you had then. You were looking at 1776 and the Tea Party as being an American tradition, if you will, or the foundation. And you had an idea that this would be a marketing thing that you could use to energize people behind this concept. And let's pick up the story there.
Well, the whole idea was to really my biggest focus. I was a retired naval officer who swore an oath to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. And it wasn't about profiteering or making money. It's about restoring our nation. And so I gave everything away for free. I didn't want to profit from this. I was a military guy. I had a job as an engineer. I was paid well for what I was doing. But the last year, I found out that you can't feed an army on an empty stomach. And the political parties came in with a lot of money, a lot of power, and they basically seized on this movement and trying to control that. And I sort of laughed to myself because knowing who they were and what they were doing, I just realized the American people would probably figure it out very quickly and realize they had a bad taste for both sides of the politics, because I've already looked at it. I knew that both sides were stealing our tax dollars, misappropriating those dollars for their friends in high places. And the perfect example, you can look at the bailout, $700 billion giving to, the likes of these financial institutions. And, AIG, for example, give $100 million in bonuses. These large corporations, they mismanage their companies, and all of a sudden they're rewarded for their, I would call it, criminal behavior.
Yes.
And our politicians are the same way.
Absolutely. Now, when you say that the political parties seized upon this idea of the Tea Party, are you talking about the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, or are you talking about all across the board, the Constitution, Libertarians, Greens, etc.?
Well, all the political parties are out there now trying to lay claim on the Tea Party. And the first is probably, as far as political group, has been Republican, and particularly Dick Armey has been very vocal in trying to use a political action committee funds to steal the Tea Party. And so they spent millions of dollars, and they still are out there right now funding different Tea Party groups. And the problem is that the average citizen doesn't seem to care the origins of their roots. I mean, the origins of the funded ones by the political parties are they lie, cheat, and steal, and not to give you a choice, but to control your decision-making, which means they're going to put their cronies back in office. And our intention, at least from my intention from the beginning, was to be nonpartisan, not to pick sides, but to drive all the political parties towards conservative constitutional values.
So I see right here on the freedomworks.org website, on the homepage, it says Tax Day Tea Party here, and there's a hot link that you can click on. And what you're saying then is basically that Freedom Works and Dick Armey basically just appropriated your tax or your Tea Party concept and give you no recognition. I don't see anything here. I searched their website. I don't see anything here referencing you or by name or your website.
Well, exactly. So the biggest thing is if they figure if they ignore you, you go away. The group which is funded by the Freedom Works, which is the Tea Party Patriots, in Houston, basically were taking donations on behalf of the Tea Party. Well, you have to realize I set the corporation up. I was the name, the Tea Party. And they had no basis to take donations on behalf of the Tea Party.
And when was that? When did you set that up? Do you remember?
Well, I had the corporation completed by the 20th of February, so I've been protesting prior to that and, you know, did all the paperwork prior to that time. And I think Rick Santelli had came out his rant on the 19th of February.
So that's fair. So, for the audience that don't know, that would be February of 2009?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've been protesting, and then I realized I had to do more than just out there protesting by myself. I've had to set the process in place. And so all the obstacles that would be in anybody's way would be removed. So they wouldn't have to need to incorporate because it would be existing corporation, a nonprofit corporation. And so in Houston, they basically started to do a tea party, which I didn't care if they were paying out of their own pocket, but I found out they didn't have any money. And so they were basically had jumped into bed with the political parties and pulled in a lot of donations to fund their events. And I said, look, wait a minute, you don't have the right to take donations on behalf of the Tea Party. And I did some inquiries about who they were and what they were doing, and they had no structure whatsoever. So they were just taking money and putting it into their own bank account, and which is a crime, basically, to misrepresent themselves as a Tea Party.
Okay, well,
let's
hold it right there because we've got a caller on the line, and I don't want to squeeze it up to the end of this segment. Let's still go ahead and go live to our caller. Caller, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. Hey, you know what really makes me angry is now the Tea Party's saying we need to kick out all those truthers and constitutionalists and global warming deniers. I mean, I went to the Tea Party last year here in Syracuse, and those were the people that were there, were truthers, you know, people like that. There wasn't a whole bunch of men in suits and people, business owners. There wasn't anybody like that there. It was all just people like us who believe in the Constitution, who believe in freedom and liberty. And then now you see the Tea Party. Right after that Tea Party, first of all, at that Tea Party, there was a few 9-12ers there, a few Glenn Beck guys there, and I stayed away from them. But then about 2 weeks later, here at my local meetup, the local meetups, the Ron Paul meetup, joined with the Glenn Beck meetup, and I just dropped out. I was like, yeah, that's it for me. I knew right then that the Tea Party was being infiltrated, the meetup groups were.
Let me ask you, because I don't remember the date exactly, but what was, do you remember when the date of that Tea Party was that you were at?
I think it was April.
Somewhere in April. Well, I remember I was on air that day on the Revolution Broadcasting Network, and from the time that I came on air until about 5 o'clock that evening, I took live callers from all across America calling in and reporting on the successes that they were having, and many of the Tea Parties had the same report that you're giving us now, that basically the majority of the people there were those basically the carry-ons from the Ron Paul movement and also the people that were strict constitutionalists, Michael Badnarik's Constitution Party stuff. And it wasn't a 9-12 type of an event at all. Let's get Dale's comments on this. Dale?
Well, I think you're right that the first response for most Americans, I mean, I think they're all frustrated just like I was, and to start this thing. And so I was very encouraged by the attendees. The leaders of the event, I wasn't encouraged, and I felt that most of these attendees would find out real quick. Now you have these leaders pretending like they're not connected with a political party. They say they're nonpartisan, but if you ever went to their groups or their events, all they would have is just Republicans on stage, which is really not the intent of putting Republicans back in power. I mean, I understand Dick Armey is a lifelong Republican, believes in the label, but I think that the label is wrong when the ends justify the means, that if you lie, cheat, and steal to get into power, and you actually represent no values whatsoever. My goal was to say we represent values, and you need to be true to those values. You don't change your stripes today and tomorrow you're a different person or character. You don't say you include people, now you exclude those people. I've always believing in open forum communication.
Let me jump right in there. We're coming up on a break. Caller, stay online. We'll pick you up right after this break, and we'll come back with our guest, Dale Robertson.
looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we'll go ahead and go back to our caller. Let me see if I can bring them up right there. And caller, I don't have have your name.
Hello.
I don't have your name on the... just your first name, please, so I don't have to call you caller.
This is Jim from Syracuse. Well, you know me.
I thought this was JJ. A real familiar...
JJ.
Yeah. Okay, Jim. Well, let's go ahead then and Jim, and flesh it out just a little bit more. On the ground, on the scene, basically the composition that you saw there...
Well, first of all, let me preface this whole thing by saying I work in one of the local regions, right? And most of my clients or my dad's clients are, you know, very successful people that are only here in the summer. In the winter, right now, most of our clients are in Florida. Anyways, last year, when I was, because of the fact that I talked to them, you know, logically, I don't run up to their face with a bullhorn and go, oh my God, I tried to tell them to buy some silver just to hedge themselves against inflation when silver was $8 an ounce, so. And cheaper, even six is when I really first started talking about it. But anyways, back to the teabag. When some of these people knew that I was going to this event, they were proud of me, actually. Not because, for any particular reason other than the fact that, it wasn't a big thing. There was no, it wasn't because there was, you know, some big, big name, powerful speakers that were going to be there, because it was just a small idea. All it ever got last year was a blip on the TV screen, and it was bad, you know. A bunch of, you know, a bunch of ragtag homeless people are going to be there, people angry with the system. But it wasn't really that. It was a lot of people. People brought their kids. I mean, the thing of it is, they didn't have it in the city. It was way out this park at the end of a polluted lake. I mean, it was ridiculous. But, you know, the fact is I even had one of these, one of my clients give me a teabag. And it wasn't because I was, you know, she thought I was cool because I was associated with some sort of big political thing. It was because she knew that it was about saying, screw this, you guys are screwing us and all our friends and all our relatives, and we're angry. And, you know, that's lost, that's gone. Now, to have, if we were to have listened to Glenn Beck, if he had his druthers, we would have bombed Iran 5 years ago. We'd be killing Muslims times 10 to what we're doing now. And to have the very thought of him be even being remotely associated with anything that I was proud of, really, that's it for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
I
think a lot of people share your sentiments, and I can agree with you. And certainly from all of the callers that I received all across America on that day when that big Tea Party went down, really a spontaneous thing, huge outpourings out in Portland, big groups out in California, down in the South in various places, and in Texas, people calling in from all over the United States. They certainly weren't emulating anything, I don't think, that they'd gotten off of mainstream talk radio. Most of the people were right in tune with whatever remained of the Ron Paul Revolution, the Libertarian Party, and the Constitution. But hey, thanks for your call this morning, Jim. I'm going to go back to our guest and get his comments. But thanks for calling in.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You bet. My pleasure, always. Okay, Dale. Comments on our caller Jay's discussion.
Well, it's a typical switch and bait. Here they are. They basically bait you as saying they're just like you. And all of a sudden, once they've got the support by the public, then they shift gears. And then all of a sudden, now their real agenda is being presented to the public. And so this belief that they want to restore their country to the founding fathers' principles, they look at us as fruitcakes. You know, and, you know, I'm sorry, I'm committed to the Constitution, not to a political party. And I think every American's out there realizing that our adherence to a political party, the label, whether Democrat, Republican, is inherently destructive to us as a nation. I mean, they're misusing our tax dollars. And so I understand exactly what happens, but the problem is that we're going to stay true to our values and not align ourselves with these liars who misrepresent themselves as Tea Partiers.
Well, you've come across or you've come up against quite a bit of fire here, resistance, certainly up on the web. I did a little bit of browsing. And one of the groups that are coming out pretty strongly opposed to not just the Tea Party, they're certainly into that, but against your participation. And maybe you would, if you want, address a little bit about it. But there's a lot of angst coming out of the Houston Tea Party Society. Could you maybe flesh that out a little bit for us?
Well, these people had jumped in here, I think February 27th of last year had jumped in, and there was nothing wrong with anybody, you know, out there protesting, and they were very friendly, and until they found out that I actually had started the Tea Party long before they did. And then all of a sudden, instead of being friendly, they began to start slandering me and calling me racist and so forth, and there's nothing true about that, but they continue to promote that. And the reason they do that is because they benefit financially by doing that. And really it's a detriment to our nation because they have no plan other than just to be in power and taking money from the average citizen. And they actually are breaking the law as they take dollars every day. But I'll tell you what I did. I sold all my stocks. I mean, I had gold stocks. I worked in the financial sector. I knew what the financial industry was doing. And in order to protect this movement, I actually acquired all the URLs. And if you look on their site, they make a big deal about that. But, you know, I never sold a URL. I lost my home out of the whole deal because I believed what our founding fathers put in place for us as a nation, that they were willing to sacrifice their personal financial wealth to provide this nation called the United States and provide the Constitution. And these people have not sacrificed one bit. They have not lost a thing. And so, you know, I believe in this movement, you know, probably more than, maybe I'm crazy. I mean, I'll have my family members think I'm crazy, but the idea is I believe in the Constitution. I swore an oath to defend the Constitution. That's what I'm, and instead of being honored, these people say, well, you're a military officer. You're used to telling people what to do. Well, bless, I never had to order people to do things. I mean, directed people to do certain tasks, which is any assignment would have as far as your position as a military officer. But I came up through the ranks. I mean, I know where I came from. I lived in the projects. I've got blacks in my family, Mexicans in my families as well. So I've come from a multiracial neighborhood, a multiracial family. And I believe that every person in this country is my brother. And if one person is in dire straits, I should be concerned about that. And it shouldn't be about my own personal interests.
Yeah, let's go back to the let's go back to this controversy that's raging with the Houston Tea Party. On their website again, they also list the various doing business as filings that you've got, and they've discussed all of the various, not all of them, I don't know, but I have no idea, of the various URLs that you've acquired. But you've got the Houston 9/12 project, the 9/12 project, etc. I'm looking at their website. I can't speak for the credibility of this. I'm just looking at something that they're showing here. Address that. What is your hope for the 9/12 project in Texas?
Well, the problem is that with these little groups, they basically, I went in and did an investigation when I found out what they were doing, because I wanted to know who they were and what their direction were. And all I heard them talking about is how much money they can make as a nonprofit organization. Well, when you've done something altruistically, you put your life, your wealth on the line to restore a nation, and these people were talking about making a handsome salary from a nonprofit, just like, you know, the Red Cross. If you look at executives there, they make a handsome salary. It wasn't about money. It was about our patriotic duty, our responsibility to maintain and preserve and protect the Constitution. And so I did those things to protect the Constitution, not to allow somebody to misuse this movement for their own personal gain.
So
that was their goal.
If I'm hearing you then, you know, registering Glenn Beck, we surround them Houston, we surround them Houston, Texas, et cetera. Glenn Beck, we surround them 9/12 project. By registering these, your intent was to block their usage of this?
Absolutely, because they were trying to profiteer from it. And I also have trademarks on the Tea Party, so people can't sue anybody for, you know, saying that, you know, I know the Tea Party patriots have sued each other, but they have no legal rights because they didn't start this movement. And so by putting those trademarks in, the idea is to protect people from being sued from one another. Well, look, I say start your own Tea Party group.
And if you go back to the one big one that I recall, this was done by Trevor Lyman. This was the Tea Party of 07. What was your involvement in that?
I wasn't involved in that particular event at that time. I'm not even sure who Trevor is. So you mean?
Well, Trevor Lyman was the man basically that made history when he raised more money for the Ron Paul.
Oh, the Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Okay. Well,
at any time in history, and so it was through the work of Trevor Lyman and his helpers out there that really put the Tea Party on the map. But let's hold it right there. We've got a break on top of this. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us, folks. Your calls are welcome.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
Yeah. Here once again visiting this morning with Dale Robertson, founder of Tea Party, but I'm looking at the Daily Poll. This is back, Dale, 11/07 of 2007. This is a headline here, Tea Party 07 slogan results. And there's a whole list here of Tea Party slogans that had been sent in by various bloggers and people associated with the Ron Paul movement. Party like it's 1773, donate to Ron Paul on December the 16th, no taxation with Ron Paul representation, the Fed coats are coming, support Ron Paul, no taxation for global occupation,
right,
and so on and so forth. Party like it's 17, Tea Party for Freedom, no taxation for Ron Paul, join the new Boston Tea Party with the Sons of Liberty 2007. So there was a tremendous outpouring. And I remember this myself, being a Ron Paul meetup organizer, the Rocky Comfort Ron Paul meetup group, which was number 56 in the very long list of Ron Paul meetups. So going back to you, as far as being a founder of something, are you a founder of something, or are you carrying on something that had already been started before you?
Well, you know, the whole concept of the Tea Party started at the beginning of this nation. And so Ron Paul Group, the only difference, I'll say, what Ron Paul Group was doing and then what I wanted to do was to be a nonpartisan. It wasn't about surrounding about one person or one political agenda. You know, and I know Ron Paul, many of his supporters are libertarians, and or it's focused on Ron Paul. And I agree with a lot of things that he believes in, you know. But it was to say, look, we're not surrounding ourselves. This movement is not about one political party. It's about Americans, despite their political differences, coming together under a common banner. So another extent of it being exclusionary, only including one aspect, like maybe the libertarian movement or so forth, it was to include the Republicans, the Democrats, the Independents, the Libertarians. Everybody was to be included in this movement, not exclusionary. The difference is that you have these organizations out there that want to control it. You have Libertarians, you have Republicans, you have Democrats that want to own the Tea Party as their own political branch of their own political party. And what I wanted to do was say, look, this is not about a political party. This is not about your political agenda. This is about getting back to the foundation of this nation. It wasn't about any one person. And in fact, if you really look at the whole thing, I didn't really want to have a lot of attention. The problem is that the political parties have jumped into this to control this, to malign the movement, that I've really made a big issue about this recently because I've had to do that because they've taken the movement, which is meant to be nonpartisan, not in bed with any political party, and they tried to own it. And that's the only reason I'm standing out against them today and continue to stand out against them because it was never about a political party or a political agenda. It's not about creating a third party.
Let me jump in there. You've got on your homepage here that says join the party, teaparty.org. Click here to join. The Tea Party Facts Project, working now. You have a kind of a definite party, you know, Tea Party candidate registration and that sort of thing. And then you've got basically a platform or a belief system, a belief statement here. This is the fundamental basic principles of a political party platform here where you have non-negotiable core beliefs and things like that, and that these are non-negotiable, much the same way that the Republican Party has their platform, the Democratic Party has their platform, etc. How would what you're trying to affect here be different than any other political party if you were able to gain enough traction to begin to recruit and run and win candidates?
Well, first of all, I don't want to have candidates running as a Tea Party alone. Basically, you're going to have to pick your platform, whether it's the Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, or Independent, and then say, look, I believe in conservative values. Basically, if you really want to talk about those core beliefs, it's all about being conservative and getting government out of our pockets. And so the idea is allowing everybody, regardless of party affiliation, to register as a Tea Party candidate. And that was just recently put on there because there's too many people out there that are saying they're Tea Party candidates, but all you hear is about maybe the major parties. You never hear about the Independent candidate or Libertarian candidate or any other candidate from any other political party. So the idea was, look, we've got to have a nonpartisan organization that's willing to put the names of all these candidates that are running for office and then let the Tea Partiers see who they are and say, look, these people say they agree with our values. Let's vet them. Let's find out who they really are. Do they really believe in these values or not? And that's why we have the things listed on our site now.
Okay, are you still interested or are you still pursuing the idea of running for governor of Texas?
I put my name in the hopper, but the opportunities or the chances are almost nil. I need 50,000 signatures, 60-day window. And we're dealing with also our grandparent who's ill. And so I've got some personal issues outside of the Tea Party, because the Tea Party takes a lot of my time, too, that the biggest goal behind that was just letting people know they can run for office, you know. And if Texans want me to run as a candidate for governor, they're going to have to come out and support me to do that. But right now I don't have the resources to go against, Rick Perry or Bill White. Even though I think they're both the same, I mean, they both have seized private property for their interests of their friends, and I don't think that those are choices really. Those are two evil choices that doesn't help us as a state. Texas is a big economy. There's no reason that we can't create jobs here in our own economy, but we need to get away from the special interest where you're greasing the skids, so to speak, of these friends of Perry or the friends of Bill White. It's a detriment to us as a taxpayers or Texans.
Okay. And so then I would assume from what you said, basically, that the likelihood of you're actually being on a ballot to run for governor would be, you know, either slim to none, certainly. But what was your take on the Deborah Medina's campaign and the Tea Party support of that?
I've been very supportive of Medina. The problem is that, you know, there's some issues that was brought up that she wasn't very solid on, or at least she began to attack some of her support base and calling them fruitcakes, which I, you know what, either you stand by your guns of what you believe or you don't, you know, and I don't believe that you should be a turncoat if you say you represent certain values and all of a sudden you change it out of convenience. You know, you need to stand, stand your ground and say, I represent these values, and, you know, I'll go down dying believing those values. I mean, within a certain reason, I mean, a person who's made mistakes can admit they've made mistakes and move on.
Well, one of the things that, as we're starting to run out of time on this hour, one of the things I did want to ask is that the recent CPAC convention, the Conservative Party or Political Action Committee, the CPAC, where Ron Paul basically swept away things there, largely because of the various and sundry Ron Paulites that joined him and the others, the Tea Party people as well. One of the keynote speakers there was Sarah Palin. What do you feel? How do you feel about Sarah Palin? What are your ideas about her views?
Well, I'm concerned about her endorsement of John McCain, which I don't think is conservative. I don't think Perry really represents the Tea Party's values or ideas. And so, you know, I kind of believe that she was kind of maybe a possible Tea Party, person, but she seemed to jump into this Tea Party trying to control it and redirect it back towards the Republican Party. And many Tea Parties are very upset with the fact that she's trying to co-opt the movement for the benefit of the Republican Party.
And Glenn Beck's support and other people's support of the Tea Parties and the Dick Armey situation, would you consider yourself to be a Glenn Beck supporter, or do you think that he also is trying to co-opt here?
I think that, I don't know, I mean, Glenn Beck, generally, I think that he's been very supportive of the Tea Party movement. I wasn't too happy with his comment with Medina about the truthers. I mean, I think the government should be questioned about what they do. I don't know if they, I really personally don't want to believe the government would do something like that. You know, I don't think you should exclude people. The Tea Party should be including people, not excluding people. And so I just think that one area that he's being exclusive as far as saying the truthers have no place in the Tea Party, I think he's wrong. I think that the Tea Party should be open to different points of view.
Okay, so Glenn Beck is cool with you, and anybody that wants, it's like a big tent concept, anybody that wants to get on board, anybody and everybody, let's all move forward. And would that be a fair summary?
Absolutely, a fair summary.
Okay, great. Well, we're running out of time on this segment. I think I'm going to go on to another topic in the second hour, but I sure appreciate your coming on, Dale, and sharing your information with us. And I know that the Houston group are sharpening their knives against you, and I hope you all can resolve that and come back together again under that big tent. But thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And we're going to go into a top of the hour break, folks, and we'll be back for hour number two. Do stay with us.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. The home of cutting edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, March the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. If you missed the interview, folks, it's on the first hour. It'll be up on the archives. You can listen to it for yourself. Quite a controversy, really, out there brewing about this gentleman that considers himself to be the founder of the Tea Party, Dale Robertson. I'm glad that he took the time to come on, and I think he answered the questions as well as he could. But there's so many unanswered questions here that I think that, I had intended to keep him on for the two full hours. But unfortunately, I was starting to... what I don't want to do on this broadcast, folks, is I don't want to be an attacker, if you will. I don't believe in attack journalism. Let a man speak his speak and then get on down the road. So he has his feelings and he has his understanding of things and so on and so forth. But if you'll visit the website, www.teaparty.org, one of Dale's websites, one of the many URLs that he's got up there, and to take a look at that site, one of the things that I see in this is a one-man show. I'll just be straight up and honest with you. As a Ron Paul 2008 meetup group organizer, you could look at our website, our meetup group organizer's website, and you could see that there were lots and lots and lots of people involved, that there was all kinds of posts and blogs and various and sundries others and kudos and hats off and meetups planned and so on and so forth. But I don't get any of that out of looking at Dale's website. What I do see is one person writing, and I don't know whether perhaps any of you out there know of this group or this organization, the things that Dale's trying to do. From one standpoint, I can say fantastic, more power to you. If you can block these posers, if you will, if you can block the posers by getting in ahead of them, make it difficult for the Glenn Beck crowd and the Dick Army, Freedom Works crowd and all of that to co-opt a movement, if you will, then more power to you. But I don't see that here. What I really see is someone following the Will Rogers principle of buy land, buy lots of it, but always buy your land in the path of progress. And what I see here with all of the various DBA filings and the URLs and things like that, I see someone positioning themselves in the path of progress, hoping that it'll run over the top of them and lift them up as well. I may be mistaken. That's my opinion. Opinions are like elbows. We all have more than one, and often they're easily bent to suit the purposes at hand. I don't have anything here to any axe to grind with Dale. He's certainly coming under a considerable amount of pressure, if you will, from the Houston group. And there's no doubt about that. You can go up and visit their website. It's just HoustonTPS.org, the HoustonTeaPartySociety.org. And you can see and hear that not only are there multiple people involved in this, but they're blogging and talking as well. They have an article here by a Felicia Cravens, and it's titled Something Fishy. And this was published April the 17th of 2009. She says, you meet the most amazing, fantastic people who give up a lot to make sure things get done and the movement goes forward. You make new friends, reconnect with old ones, and find out just how amazing people are until you find out that some people just aren't. And then it continues, and it says, since Josh and I began working on the Houston Tea Party at Discovery Green in February, we've struggled to do everything we could to coordinate with the national movement, as headed by the internet activist who took Rick Santelli's rant and ran with it. The original plan was for three tea parties in three cities. What happened on February the 27th of 2009 was nothing short of a miracle. And we'll pick it all up right there on the other side. We'll talk a little bit about the Houston Tea Party stuff.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. right here on Become Vocal Local. This is our March 4th, 2010 broadcast as we begin our second hour, picking up our AM and FM affiliate stations, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Minnesota. Thank you very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local, and thanks for tuning in on the terrestrial radio this morning. Certainly, you can find out all about this broadcast at the homepage of the Oracle Broadcasting Network. It's oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. In the first hour, we visited with Dale Robertson, ostensibly a Tea Party founder. Well, I don't know. If you missed the first hour, go back and listen to it. I tried to be as fair and as open as I possibly could, but I disagree. I strongly disagree. Initially, when I heard Dale on air on another network with another host, I felt that he'd given a pretty impassioned story, and I felt, well, by golly, if the guy's being stepped on by the big guys in the deep pockets, well, I would be not doing my job to not give him a little bit of airtime myself. And after I made the appointment to have him come and join me on air, I went up and started doing some browsing. Spent hours and hours and hours doing some browsing on the internet. And I don't know whether or not I could actually, well, I know I can't endorse the gentleman, but I don't know whether I would come out strongly opposed to him or just highly questioning what he's trying to do. But let's go back to this Houston Tea Party Society. I probably could find much to say here, too. I could probably find very much to say here, too, but we'll just let it go there and go down here. They're talking about what happened on February the 27th, and that would be February the 27th of 2009. As I stated in the previous hour, I was hosting my Become Vocal Local broadcast on the Revolution Broadcasting Network. And you can go right over there right now, revolutionbroadcasting.com, I do believe. And if you click on Show Archives and go back to the, click on Become Vocal Local, my show archives, and go back to the 27th of February, you should hear nothing less than a full 2 hours. And if you could listen to the other broadcasts that were scheduled to follow mine, you would notice that I stayed on the air all the way up until I think it was about 5 o'clock. So after doing 2 hours here on Oracle, I went over to Revolution, did my afternoon broadcast, and ran with it. But they had, through the miracle of social networking and their connections with all things Ron Paul, etc., all things Revolution, Restore the Republic, etc., they had made themselves, for the day at least, the hub of the call-ins for everybody that was doing anything with these tea parties. And so I was listening to people from all over the United States. And the testimonies were, in some places they had a small gathering, in some places they had an enormous gathering, particularly out in Portland, and some of the other places that had a big, big draw that day. In some places, the Republican Party had tried to muscle their way in on the Tea Party and were rebuffed. And in other cases, the Tea Party was being run by the Republican Party. So all of that just lets you know that there will always be infiltration. There will always be those that try and co-opt any successful message. It's a long and well-established process that to defeat any kind of an uprising, you have to infiltrate and then take over the leadership of the uprising, and then you can guide it where it needs to go for the greatest effect. And much of that has happened in the past. But for those of us that were involved in the Ron Paul Revolution, you'll remember that there have been tea parties and that concept around, as I mentioned in the previous hour, all the way back since the very beginning of the Ron Paul Revolution, if you will. So it's really, to me, to say that you're a founder and come along in 2009 of something that had been going on for years. I wonder whether you're a founder, much the way Al Gore is the inventor of the internet, or he invented the idea, perhaps, of man-made global warming. But if you go back and look at the Club of Rome, even those documents will tell you that it wasn't an Al invention there either. Lots of people want to claim themselves, you know, claim their claim to fame. I am the originator of this idea of Plan B and my Operation Clean Sweep. But I'm certainly, and even though I've been teaching on the idea of local precinct political party activation for years, I can't claim it. It's something that's just part of our system. It's part of the fabric of our country. It's part of the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And such as I've discovered in my own education, I make no claims to it. I'll share it with anybody. Anybody that wants to pick up the banner and run with it, go with it. I'm certainly not going to, you know, run around filing business, doing business as DBAs and setting up nonprofit corporations and all of that. I could care less. I don't even take a dime for doing these broadcasts. I hope people do get involved. I hope they do understand that all politics truly are local and the political party system starts right where you are. And I think that Dale Robertson understands that. But again, the controversy that's around him here, now I'll tell you one thing. He has gotten a lot of attention. I have a C-SPAN clip that runs minutes and minutes long that we could play. He's been interviewed by many, many people. But as to whether or not he can lay claim to, you know, this idea, I don't know. I question that. So there's just a bunch here. But let's go back to this article. But since then, Miss Cravens writes, Felicia Cravens at the Houston Tea Party Society, says, but since then, one member of the unofficial meetup, the one we separated from to form our own, has become increasingly suspicious. This member has contacted our organization making veiled threats and then not so veiled threats through other people, suggesting his ownership of the name Houston Tea Party might prohibit us from doing business as the Houston Tea Party. She says, I found out some interesting thing. Here's a look at a recent press release, note the incorrect date, following the link on the press release, and explore that site and compare that with the effort stated in the press release. And this is how I learned not to trust press releases so much. But here's a look at recent doing business as filings in Harris County, where they then go on to list Dale Robertson as the doing business as the Tea Party, 1776 Tea Party. These are separate filings, different times, different dates, months apart here. Doing business as the HoustonTeaParty.org or HoustonTeaParty.org, Boston Tea Party. And you can see that the list continues, but it's cut off. And then she says, isn't it interesting? One Dale Robertson has purchased DBA names for, among other things, Houston Tea Party, Texas Tea Party, Houston, Texas Tea Party, and on and on. But what's really interesting to me, she says, is the next page. He has We Surround You Texas. Let's see what else we have here. We Surround Them Houston. Glenn Beck, We Surround Them 912 Project. We Surround Them Houston, Texas. Glenn Beck, We Surround Them, and others. He's also purchased Houston 912, the 912, We Surround You, blah, blah, blah. She continues and she writes, a pattern begins to emerge. One of a man bent on either controlling the names available for current movements in Harris County or on extorting money from the leaders of these grassroots movements. Apparently, we irritated him when we registered the name Houston Tea Party Society because he didn't think to get that one. Well, big story. Lots.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Team
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We've returned once again, and we're going to go right straight to Sam in Missouri. Sam Britton is the co-founder, along with his wife, Trish, not only of Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, micro broadcaster, but he also has a website, theinformationcorner.com, if my memory serves me right, Sam. And before we bring it up, I just want to say, folks, that Sam and I basically go back at least to 2004 and 2005. In our general understanding of, and knowledge of who we are. I've been on his network several times as a guest. I've invited Sam on my broadcast a couple of times to talk about micros and how you can get started in that. And I understand, I know that Sam is a very, very credible researcher. He's interviewed a lot of people, and I'm going to be very interested to hear what you have to say this morning, Sam. Thanks for calling in.
You bet, Will. And I think one of the things, one of the things that helped a while ago was, as I was calling in, you said exactly some of the things where I was exactly going to go, and that's good because that way I don't have to explain it all. But here's where I'm coming from on this whole thing in a nutshell, Will. It stands to reason that when you get into the bigger an organization gets, the more room there is for people to come in with ill intent. And I think one thing. I think what we need to do is go back to something Mike Chambers said, which proves to be correct, and that is that, and this is what people form these things, and I don't want to say that Dale is green around the ears in every respect, but I think as far as understanding the kind of evil times in which we live in, I think he's a little green around the ears, because there's people that just don't want to come to the grips with the kind of evil we have going on in our nation and going on in the world, and that is the fact that something that Mike capitalized on with this issue of Glenn Beck. And see, anybody ought to know that when you're dealing with the other side, that the other side's going to find any way to put a chink in your armor. And that's exactly what Glenn Beck did. And I think the point that Mike made regarding Glenn Beck being on Premier Radio Networks and Premier being owned by Clear Channel and the CEO of Clear Channel donating to the Rick Perry campaign kind of underscores exactly here what we're talking about, and that is that the other side has got lots and lots of money to play with, and you ought to know when you start something like this that they're not just going to sit quietly by and allow this kind of stuff to go on without coming into the mix and destroying it if they can get away with it. And I think too many times we don't want to come to grips with how this game is played. So basically what I'm saying here is I think this is a wake-up call with what happened to Deborah Medina in her run for the governor's race in Texas. I think this is a wake-up call for everybody to understand that the other side plays for keeps. And the other thing that I think we need to come to grips with, Will, is that unfortunately in this world, not everybody is lovable. We can't just, you know, to go back to that old Rodney King phrase, can't we all just get along? Unfortunately, that's not the kind of world we live in. And this business that I used to go into this when I was in the Republican Central Committee when I was up in Kansas City before I got turned off by the Republicans. And that is the fact that usually what always winds up happening when you adopt a Big Tent philosophy, I don't care what it is, it's the people with principle that always wind up compromising to the people without principle. I've seen this every time we turn around, and I think it's high time we understand that when you're in this, you have to play for keeps as well. You can't let these people come in and dominate you and run you down. And people, I think, don't want to come to grips with the fact that we're dealing with very evil forces in this globalist movement. What is Clear Channel? Clear Channel is a globalist corporation.
One of the things that I bring out often, and you know it, Sam, is this idea that I discovered when I was studying the philosophical radicals of England. But the idea of the greatest good of the greatest number, or the conversion of the happiness principle, when we start going down that road, folks, we really do, just like you said, Sam, when we begin to compromise our principles for relationship, if you can actually stand for everything, do you stand actually for anything? The whole idea of the big tent, you know, is one to really question. When I'm talking about the abolition of the established two-party political system, and I'm trying to present a method by which it could be affected, and I'm talking about embedding within both of the two established political parties, it's not with the intent of making either of these parties richer or larger. It's the idea of gaining a majority in them so that we can actually legally, lawfully, and orderly vote them out of existence from within, because they are corporations. But I've seen this big tent thing, Sam, and I really, I wholeheartedly agree. I don't believe that that is the right idea. I don't believe that it's even possible. I don't even think it's desirable. And certainly, when we look at from the standpoint of control, go back, and you can certainly do that in your mind, in regards to the Ron Paul movement, when these various and sundry social networking tools really started going, and when Trevor Lyman just came out of wherever he came out of, and Ernest Hancock and the others, and they really started fueling this campaign, there was ground that was being charted and mapped every single day that had never been tracked before, but it was almost immediately picked up by and emulated, if not completely outright taken over, by Barry the Usurper and the boys. So all of these various things that we're doing and dealing with right now, please understand, folks, that we're dealing with an enemy that not only has, and I'll just say that that way, an enemy, but not only that has a tremendous army of useful idiots on the ground, but they're also funded by a tremendous amount of money. I mean, they can bring all of the power and the influence of the foundations and the corporations to bear on this one. Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the thing we grips with. And the sooner we wake up and we realize, I mean, I even fight with that here. I mean, unfortunately, not everybody, you can't just love everybody, you know? I mean, let's bring it in this way. I'm not advocating by what I'm about to say here that these organizations need to be run like a business. That's not it. That gets you in trouble too, because then it all becomes for profit. But what I want to do is I want to just give you a case in point in one part of business that I think can be adapted to this very thing. And that is that when you run a company, one of the things that companies always get concerned about, particularly when they are a for-profit, is infiltration of people stealing their company secrets and whatever the case may be. And so they try to do safeguards to prevent that from happening, okay? And one of the problems I think that we do when we get into these things, we want to be so open-armed to everybody that we start bringing in the very people that created the problem for us in the first place. And I'm speaking of people like, here again, this is where people are green around the ears, because we got people out there, Will, that if Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly says it, it must be true, because by God, they said it. And we got to get rid of this hero worship too. That's the other thing, because as I've always stated, and I know you're very much the same way. I know Mike Chambers has certainly said the same thing. I always tell people, I don't want you to believe a thing I say on my radio broadcast. I want you to go get your fingers walking, do the research, whether it's on the computer, pick up a good book. And that's why you give references to things, because you don't want people to just believe it because it comes out of your mouth. And we have too many people that play into hero worship from what they think is on their side. And really, all Fox is another part of the mainstream media. Clear Channel is another part of the mainstream media. And they put the loyal opposition out there for the people to consume to diffuse their energy so they won't really go after the right cause.
Yeah, and we're going to come up on a break here in a few seconds, but we can also take a look at the training, if you will, the training that has come down through Alex Jones, just to mention his name for the first time on this broadcast. But we've all been dialogued into this particular consensus, this idea of hero worship, and we'll pick it up right on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. Back in three.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we returned once again visiting with Sam in Missouri, our caller, and you, dear listeners, may call in as well. It's 866-841-1065. I'd love it if you'd call, weigh in on this topic today. I don't want to be out here in the wind all by myself. I don't have a lot of news for you to discuss, but certainly one of the keys, the tip-offs, I guess, and you're right, Sam, I picked up that phrase, that concept from William Cooper on one of his live broadcasts while he was still walking in the land of the living. The idea, and it's just kind of been burned into my mind, we listen to everyone, read anything. But we believe nothing until we can prove it in our own research. And that doesn't mean that we have to live in a life of the paralysis of analysis where we've got to prove everything out to the nth degree and until we can prove all of the unknowables that we won't take any action. No, not at all. But certainly, once you develop this healthy skepticism, it helps you to find the rotten apples. Here's right off the homepage of teaparty.org, Dale's website. It says, and he writes unusually. Sometimes he writes in the third person, sometimes he writes in the first person, sometimes in the same article, switches back and forth. But not to fault him for that, some people's grammar and education are different than others. But here he says, writing in the third person, just one of his coalition partners alone has over 60,000 members. Another coalition partner has a massive membership well into the hundreds of thousands. Still another commands a database of over 1.2 million conservatives. But we're not informed as to who these coalition partners might be. We don't know who he's referring to. There are no links on the sites. There's nothing that you can do to verify what he's saying. So you're just having to take it on faith. And, of course, whenever we take it on faith, then we've walked into a belief system. And just above this article, he does give his belief system. Illegal aliens are here illegally. Pro-domestic employment is indispensable. Stronger military is essential. Special interests eliminated. Gun ownership is sacred. Government must be downsized. National budget must be balanced. Deficit spending will end. Bailouts, and so on. But these are all of the standard talking points. But there certainly is a platform here for potentially a political party. So what do you make of that information, Sam?
Well, I think one of the things, you know, I can agree with some of what he says, but I think the biggest problem that you got here is I think you got two things. And I'll go ahead and say this since I wasn't the host of the show. You know, so nobody can accuse you of attacking him. I'll just say he's more like a dictator here with the way he's handling things. And he's, you know, the fact that what gave me a red flag was when he's trying to trademark the name Tea Party. I think that's a little bit late after the foxes have left the hen house already, you know, with the hens in there, what I'm saying. And, but the point of the matter is that he wasn't, I have to question, you know, with the issue of the Tea Party going all the way back to Ron Paul, I too have to question the fact that how can you trademark something that you never really founded? I think perhaps his intentions when he first started might have been good, but the problem is once you get in these feuds and everybody starts taking their position on the sinking boat, because that's what's happening. The Tea Party movement, for all intents and purposes, is dead because of all this feuding, unless cooler heads prevail. But I think the one thing that needs to be learned out of all this is that you decide your strategies before you open the gate. You don't wait until the enemy's already inside the gate and then start squealing and howling because the enemy is destroying your movement, because then what happens is, I think what it comes down to, well, what you have here is, yeah, we have enemies that came in the gate, took back some various others that helped destroy the movement, but then I think the movement itself, people within the movement itself became its own enemy. And so I think you've got enough problems on all sides here at this point. And unfortunately, once again, we're losing time because people are feuding and fighting and people don't understand the art of war. And I think this is what you have to go into this understanding.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the idea, and I've mentioned it many times right here on air, folks, the spirit of division. once we allowed ourselves to be divided. Actually, you go all the way back to the beginning of the Protestant Reformation, if you will. Up until that time, there was one church principally, very small sidebars in history, but we don't need to go there. But up until that time, up until the time that Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church, there was the Catholic Church. It was the established church, and it was the church of all of Western Europe and Western man. But it was split in half, and there's a big, huge historical story that we could go into at another time on that. But from that time forward, and even before that, but what has really happened is that we've gone into this spirit of division where we live in a pluralistic society, and that, folks, is a word that we've discussed here on this broadcast and something you can look into, pluralism. It's an ism. It's a belief system. Harold J. Lasky figures well in that, modern pluralism. But once we get in this, once we get into this mindset of division, the divisions are endlessly. You can have 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. It's like the growth of a zygote, and so there's certainly a whole lot to understand about that. But it's a tool, and like any other tool, it's a very effective tool for blowing up, if you will, any opposition and any opposition parties. And I think that's part of what we've seen, certainly here locally, Sam. In the summertime, we had a tea party that drew a pretty fair crowd, maybe 150, 200 people, right in Cassville, Missouri, folks, small town America. And there were a variety of tablers, and there was a variety of speakers. But we did hear from our state representative on the Republican Party, and I noticed people in the crowd, if you will, everyone wearing these tea bags and things like that. People that I've known in the area for a long time, but who'd have thunk they were out for a tea party? Well, I'm pretty well confident they don't listen to internet radio. They probably are listening to Glenn Beck or something on the television. And so I know they didn't come out for that. Another thing that was rather amazing to me, and you probably remember that as well, Sam, because we reported it on Oracle, both Mike Chambers, myself, and others, but it was the day after, the 9/13. What the hell? Remember that? We had the 9/12, but none of us heard about it. Then we had the 9/13. What the hell is the way I look at it. All of a sudden, I'm faced with all of this information on the Internet about the 9/12 thing where some X number of people showed up in Washington. I had never even heard of it. And I would like to think, vainly or otherwise, that I'm fairly well connected here and that any of the many activists that I know would have given me a heads up. I got none.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, and see, this is what I get so afraid of. I mean, we you know, I think here's the problem you got, Will. There's some in this I don't even want to use the term patriot movement because there is no movement, but I'm just going to say in this maybe truth movement or whatever you want to call it, there's two extremes you can take. There's the one extreme, which is no good either, and that's the head for the hills mentality where everybody's just so paranoid of everybody that they don't trust anybody at all, and then they just live a life of like that, and they head to the hills. That doesn't work either. In fact, I think you're more susceptible doing that because who's going to miss you if they take you out? Okay, but on the other hand, you can't just go trusting anybody and everybody. You learn who your friends are, and I'll tell you, Will, I'm going to say as a blind person because as a blind person, there are certain people I have to trust. Okay. I have to trust that when I'm getting change back, when I go into a business, that they're going to give me the right amount. I have to trust in those people to know that they're not going to take advantage of me, okay? The way that works is I just simply learn who my friends are. I watch how they act. I watch how they treat other people. When I moved here to Owensville, Missouri, that's how I had to learn. I had to watch people, how they treat others. And now I'm very blessed to have some of the most dear friends here. As an example, and I was right in my decision in making a friendship with them because they're very, very, you know, principled people. And so this is what I think we can take from this, and that is you have to learn who you can trust and who you can't.
Absolutely. And so, you know, and I really appreciate your calling in, Sam, because this to me is a very important topic. A lot of people are being deceived. A lot of people are being led astray. A lot of people are investing time, energy, money, etc. They're anticipating an outcome that they may not get, they are likely not to get, out of some of these groups and organizations. And it is a sidetrack in some cases, in that, again, I believe that where we really need to focus is locally. We need to look right close to where we are near our homes. And I think that we need to begin at the precinct level, accessing the political system in that way. Others, you know, believe that the government is so hopelessly broken that there's no repair and that you might as well just sit back and wait for all of the chips to fall. Of course, I strongly discourage that idea because if you wait until then, you've lost all of your advance time necessary to set up a an escape route. But hey, thanks for calling in, Sam. I'm going to go ahead and close out the broadcast.
You bet. Thank you.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, sliding into our final segment of today's two-hour broadcast, and we're going to go jumping right across the Atlantic Ocean over to France and say good morning to France. Good morning, X. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Will. Thanks for having me.
you know, this is why I love Oracle, because we have people that really want to keep it real and do their research and look at all angles and understand, like Sam said, the art of war. And that's what I was thinking. I had a concept in which, short of a revolution, it almost seems to me now that the only way that the system can be overcome would be by creating a sort of society that has an oath at the beginning to unravel the truth. And what I mean by that is a sort of group that could be infiltrated again, which is always a problem, but a group that decides that the only way they can change things is to be part of the system until they actually acquire a position of power in which they can actually change things at the top somehow. And that is to divulge 9/11 truth, divulge all the truth that we speak of. When they finally acquired a certain level, after having professed all of the things that we know are wrong, to be part of the system. And when Sam said the art of war, I just had to call. I had to say, you know, like, we have to pretend that we are part of the system until we can actually acquire the power that they have, so that we can actually unravel it at the top.
Well, one of the things that I bring out with the local people that I work with, X, is this concept, and this is also Art of War, but in it from a different context, and that is to be wise as serpents and harmless as a dove. When we are actually embedding within the system, that's not the time for the Ron Paul caps and the T-shirts and the banners and things like that. That's the time to realize that you're in an extreme minority and that you basically need to come in, learn the position that you happen to have been elected to or have been appointed or nominated to, find out everything that you can, begin to research, find all of the centers of influence, track down all of the monetary sources, get to know who is actually in control behind the scenes, be the eyes and the ears of the people inside the system. But basically, like I said, be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, and wait, and be careful, and wait. This is part of what I learned when I studied the Fabian Socialist Takeover of America, and all of these various and sundry other groups. They never divulge who they are or what their leanings are until it's like a serpent, until they're ready to strike and they get the mouse.
Right, exactly. And you know, it's a really complicated concept, because then you risk going into bed with the devil. And when you say being harmless as a dove, I agree. I mean, that's we want our souls and our minds and our bodies to remain pure and good, and there's no way we would want to turn to the dark side, you know. And so that's where the problem lies. And
well, here's one of the ways, here's one of the ways that I've seen it work and that it can work, and that is that what I've seen so often, I'm sure the listeners, any of them have ever attended any of the local meetings, it's always a unanimous vote. All those in favor of adopting this principle or that practice signify by saying aye. Everyone votes aye. So one of the ways that you can not compromise your principles to afford the relationship is that you don't vote aye. Unless you can actually have done the homework, you know, it's like Dr. Paul's called Dr. No. Unless you can actually support it, just vote no. They'll still get their measure. If it's 9-1, you'll be the one abstaining or voting no. But at least you're not compromising your principles. If you do vote no, that gives you an opportunity to discuss it with your cohorts, and everyone can learn from that. And so, I really do strongly believe that when we are out, We need to understand that when we get involved with the established two-party political system, even if you have to weld your nostrils closed, go into the room backwards, throwing salt over one shoulder and waving a willow wand to keep the beast off of you, get inside and energize within the system, because this is a place, I believe, where we can have the most direct control, and we needn't wait for a long time. If you're sitting on the border, if you're sitting on the panel, you can call other witnesses, you can bring up other topics, you can bring out more research. But if you're standing out on the street X with a bullhorn, you're still left out in the cold, and you're not part of the change, you're not part of the solution, you're just still out on the in the cold with your bullhorn.
Yeah, exactly. And you're absolutely right, and that's part of the problem also, is getting enough people to awaken up so that we have enough people that can say no. But obviously that's what Oracle is all about, is educating the people, and that's going to take time. And I always worry, but like to remain positive also, that they want to bring some sort of catalytic event that will reduce the population, so there aren't enough numbers to say no. And sometimes I pray that there will be enough people awakening fast enough so that we can say no in time.
Well, I'm trying to do what I can do, and I'm sure you are too, but the idea of an eternal optimist without being the town fool or the town idiot, I just remain optimistic. I have a very strong sense that our numbers are so far in excess of theirs that they will have to resort to the extreme trickery and deception, and as the Bible says, such as to deceive even the very elect. Well, we are that elect, and I'm trying to do everything that I can possibly do to war game and strategize locally, so that what we can have, hopefully have in place is some semblance of order after this great cataclysm. That way it doesn't just fall into the great chaos from which everybody's rounded up and carted off. We're ready to take over when they drop their baton, and I think that baton might drop, whether they use a catalyzing event or not. That is very likely. I'm anticipating it, but at the same time, I'm preparing for it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that's why I like listening to you. Will, you're a positive, a positive warrior, and that's what we need. We need more people like you. We need more people, calm and cool and helping, helping to educate the public, and really appreciate it, man. And with that, I'm going to let you go.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, and I always appreciate hearing from you, and I'm glad you called in early enough so we could get the whole call in before the end of the broadcast. But, folks, we're running out of time today, but we're also running out of time, period. We've got so many people that are trying to chase us off into this canyon and that canyon and down this trail and down that trail. We have so many people that are out there clamoring, trying to raise themselves up. They want to be the best talk host on the radio. They want to be the best political activist. They want to make a name for themselves. They want to be the one that's always asked for to come and speak and things like that. Balderdash. Be the best that you can be right where you are. None of us are perfect. None of us know it all. There's not enough time in the day. There's certainly not enough years in our lifetime, and we certainly don't have the time to learn everything, know everything, and be everything, and who would expect it? Ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. There are things that we can do, and there are some things that we must do. Giving up isn't one of them. 90% of all failures are caused by quitting. The corollary is that about 90% of all success in business and life is beginning, taking that first step. You want to climb a mountain, you need to dedicate it, set it in your mind that you're going to climb it. We set our goals in concrete, but we have to lay our plans to attain those goals in sand, always ready to change our plans so that we can accomplish our goal. Sometimes we think we've got a good ally, and we find out that it's not an ally, that it's an infiltrator, a change agent. Sometimes we feel that we had the right plan. This broadcast is always wide open to anyone that wants to call in. If you don't think Plan B is a good plan, I want to hear your plan. Don't tell me about all the ways that something can't get done. I can usually think of those myself. Show me a way that we can get something done. It's time to act, folks, and the time is now. We're all out of time for today. Thank you for listening. Hope you learned something. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.